Come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Patel? Halpesh?
Is he muted?
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
Mr. Arregio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? Flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which we stand. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have two changes. The application of Antoinette Rouse, 1 Southview Court, has been withdrawn and will not be heard. The application of Javonte Patel, 36 Joyce Drive, will not be heard tonight. They must notice South Plainfield. If you live in Piscataway and you received the notice, you will not receive another one. That is being carried to November 13th. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on to item number 6, 25-ZB-26V, Heather Pham.
Is Heather Pham present?
You guys have to unmute.
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you. I need to swear both of you in. Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, one at a time. Could I have your name and address, please?
Heather Pham, 281 Grandview Avenue.
Thank you. Sir?
Anthony Zalewski, 1102 Hazelwood Ave, Middlesex.
Okay. I think the last time you were here, we talked about Mr. Mizrahi's report. Have you had a chance to look at that?
Yes.
And are you in agreement with what he's requesting?
I'm not. I just want to be clear what he's requesting. Is he requesting that she moves her fence in 20 feet? Is that understood? Because.
Yes, away from the road on North Randolphville, 20 feet in.
20 feet in. Now that she bought the house, all right, that I understand that now. She bought the house in 2011. The house has been, they haven't done anything. Now all of a sudden that she has to move in the fence. You know that there's pine trees along right in the back of that fence on her yard. So if she moves out, she has to cut all those pine trees down. They're all along that main road.
It's a minimum. So if she can place the fence inside behind those pine trees, that would also be acceptable.
So leave all the trees there?
If you can leave all the pine trees.
Sir, I'm not really trying to argue the thing, but the thing is that she's been there since 2011. The trees have grown and now she's gonna move in at 20 feet. I'm not sure. I will go to her house and measure it. But if we go 20 feet, her AC unit is sitting right outside. I think we might be encroaching on that. So I will make sure, I will double make sure that I'll go there and measure it. But if we're going in 20 feet from the house, I mean, she has done nothing to that house to change anything. So everything is as is.
The code has been in place longer than that. And 20 feet from the 20 feet from the right of way is about 20 feet from the house on the corner along North Randolphville Road.
Okay. So I'll go and measure it. If that's what needs to be done, then that's what's going to be done. Well, you want to say something? Go ahead, sir.
I know I guess I can't say it, but I think, you know, since I moved in 2011 and the house has it, I hasn't touched anything. So why do I have to move the fence in and then make my yard even lesser?
You're required to have the fence be 40 feet from the property line. What we're proposing is half of that, so only 20 feet from the property line.
But it's been in existence since she bought the house.
And it's right.
That's something that should have come up when you had the inspection of the house in 2011. If the fence was illegal then, it's illegal now.
Yeah, but the fence was been there. The fence has been there since I bought that house and the inspection, everything was fine. And then I lived there since 2011. I never touched anything.
No, we're not saying you did. We're not saying you did. What we're saying is this is something that should have been brought to light when you purchased the house in 2011.
Right.
Your inspector, whoever inspected the property, failed to mention that the fence was illegal at that time. The township ordinance calls for 40 feet.
Well, let me go there and measure. And then as far as the landscaping goes, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No. What Jonathan suggested is if you want to do it on the other side of the pine trees, that will also be acceptable. So this way, you don't have to cut those pine trees down.
Okay.
And we'll waive the requirement for further landscaping if you could do it in a way that the pine trees stay up.
Yeah, I don't want to kill any trees. You know, I work for Hillsborough Parks and Recreation. We don't like to kill any trees if we don't have to.
Good.
But
if you can agree to that,
I'll look at it, and then we'll if we have to move the fence, we'll move the fence. I just didn't want to disturb anything, and I wasn't very clear on what was has to be done with the landscaping, as it says here.
So bây giờ nếu như mà khi mà anh lại measure rồi cái nó vô rồi nó vô quá đụng tới cái ấy của em rồi làm sao?
Để mình coi.
Yeah, thì nói ổng chứ bây giờ vô.
See, my sister has a question. Like, let's say when I go there and I measure it, if 20 feet comes in, because she said she doesn't have a lot of space between the fence and the side of her home where it has the AC unit there. If we go and we measure 20 feet and it hits where that side of the house is with AC, is there a
way to... I'm looking at your survey right now. I have the ruler out. It shows where the AC is located. It should not be a conflict.
Okay, how much did you see how much space is between the AC if we place the fence 20 feet in?
This is showing the AC right up against the house. So right. 20 feet, moving the fence 20 feet in, would give you at least 21, 22 feet between the new fence location and the air conditioner.
Oh, so you have 20 feet from there to there. You're not going to hit it.
Okay, they
got it. So we'll move the fence. Then as far as the part of the landscaping, I wasn't sure about the 18.
We can, if the fence is going to go, if the pine trees are staying and the fence is going inside of the pine trees, so it'll be the fence, the pine trees, and the street, we won't require the landscaping.
We can waive that.
It won't be screened.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Is that would be clear then? We would be all clear?
Hang on 2 seconds. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this? Hearing none, I'm going to... And open to the public. Anyone in the public? Laura?
If you have any questions or comments, you can either, if you're on the phone, hit *6 or raise your hand.
I just have one other point before we go to a vote.
Sure.
Were there any public comments?
No.
Okay.
Close the public portion. Go ahead, Jonathan.
The shed behind the pool, it's in the location isn't acceptable. When it's time to replace it, it needs to be moved. But for right now, if it's in good condition, we'll allow it to stay.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
There's really nothing in there. There's nothing in the shed other than, you know, she keeps, I don't know what, you keep very little stuff in there, right?
Yeah, that's okay. When it's time to replace it.
And if she decides to replace it, how far in does she have to move it in?
It depends on the size of the shed, but it's either going to be, so typically it's, you know, 8 feet.
Okay.
Jonathan,
I'll check back with you when that's done, so we get it
Jonathan,
right.
If the applicant chose to go with a 4-foot fence, they could stay where they're at?
Oh,
4-foot, 50% solid, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so if we decide to shorten the fence to 4 feet, we can leave the fence where it is.
And you'd have to knock out every other board so it's 50% open.
It has to be picket. You have to see through it.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good option. Thank you very much for letting us know that.
No, like zoom down four feet, huh?
Yeah, if you bring your fence down with that. No, I have bone feet, huh? Mình xuống 4 feet, mà mình phải coi vô được.
Okay, so that's your option. You can either move it to 20 feet, like we said, on the side of the pine trees, or you can get a 4-foot picket fence. 50%.
Thank you very much for that option. Thank you.
Just throwing it out.
Go with that one.
Okay, cool. Any other comments or questions, anybody?
How long do we have to get this thing done? Can we have a little time to get it done?
Yeah, we can give you up until the spring of 2026 with the cold weather coming.
Thank you. 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months is fine.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Again, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Can you call the roll, please?
Wow. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved as amended. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be here for that. We'll mail that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good night, guys. Let's move on to item number 8, 25-ZB-65V. Leanna Commandus?
Is Leanna Commandus present?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yep.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes. So we are here seeking a variance. I have my builder on the line as well, who's my father. I just moved into 231 Highland Ave, and we did not realize that the 10-foot setback requirement also included the air conditioning units, which we came to realize once we applied for the final CO. So we are requesting a variance approval to leave the AC units where they are because it's already a very undersized lot. And we did finish space, so it would be a lot of wiring through the walls and knocking things down.
Okay. Jonathan, you have any comments on this, sir?
Just that the board saw this application in 2023, lot area, lot width, lot frontage. Staff sees it as a true hardship considering the undersized nature of the lot and the finished condition of the home in the rear yard.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to close. I'm going to open the public portion, rather. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this?
No one, Chairman.
Hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion and I'd make a motion to approve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Commandus, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Let's move on to item number 10, 25-ZB-75V. Yaharia Gonzalez?
Yes, I'm here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, I'm here I'm seeking a variance to keep my fence. When we purchased the house back in 2019, the fence was already installed.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to check with Mr. Mizrahi.
Yeah, Jonathan, can you jump in here?
Yes, of course. So, Ms. Gonzalez, for these applications, we ask that you enter a memorandum of restriction. So it's just a document that's going to state that if the town needs to access the easement, you're going to be responsible for taking down and putting back up the fence. Is that something you'll agree to enter?
Yes, let me just explain this real quick to my husband, that who's also here, so he also knows. Él dice que
un
memorando donde nosotros nos estemos haciendo responsable de que cualquier cosa pasa a nosotros. Yes, we'll be responsible to put the fence back on. Yes.
Okay, and then you'll need to sign that before we'll issue any permits.
Yes, correct. So I would have to go to the zoning department.
Yes.
Once you get your once you get this memorialized, we'll work with you on getting that filed.
Perfect. Thank
you. We'll email it to you and you can bring it and sign it. And then at that time you can get your permit for the fence.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion, make a motion to approve this. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call roll.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. May I leave?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
You too.
Item number 11, 24-ZB-45V, Jorge Mina and Luz Buitrago?
Good evening.
Good evening. I need to swear both of you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
One at a time, your name and address, please.
Yeah, my name is Rosie Mina, 24 Old New Brunswick Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Jorge Mina, 24 Old New Brunswick Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're asking for a variance to keep our fence due to the fact that my parents bought the house in 2003. They changed the fence in 2006. However, they only changed the type of fence that it was. They didn't change the height or the structure of the fence. They just changed it from a wooden fence to a vinyl fence, but it was the same exact one. And we just want to be able to keep it, especially because my parents are probably going to sell the house soon. So, you know, would appreciate it to be grandfathered in to where it is right now.
Okay, Jonathan?
When you do change it from wood to vinyl, even if you keep it in the same location, that still constitutes a change that you would need to have gotten a permit at that time. So the requirement for your property is 25 feet from the property line. So what we're asking is you move the fence in so that way it's 12 feet.
Jonathan, do you mind repeating that? Sorry, you went frozen for a second.
Oh, sorry. We're requesting that the fence be brought in 12 feet from Old New Brunswick Road.
Okay.
25 feet is required. We're asking for 12.
You're asking for 12 feet?
Yes.
From the property line, correct?
Yes. And then landscaping along the outside of the fence.
We don't have any.
We're asking for that.
Oh, you're asking for
yeah, we're asking for that.
Some shrubs and bushes and whatnot.
Okay.
So we can work together on that. You have a period of time after the fence has been moved to install that, or you could submit a bond.
Okay. Would it be possible? What are the options for keeping the fence where it is in terms of height and type of fence?
So let me pull up your survey here.
And I do want to prefix, my parents are in the process of about to sell the house. So whatever changes, like it's a little tough right now to make grand changes, but understand.
The location where it is, it would all have to be 4 foot, 50% solid.
4 foot, 50% solid.
Right.
Yeah,
picket fence.
So pick it where it is.
That can stay where it is if you replace it with a 4 foot, 50%
picket fence.
Picket fence.
Okay, give me 1 second to explain that to my father.
Sure. Take your time.
Thank you. I explained it to him. He accepts the changes. Probably do picket fence 4 feet.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. And then the other matter is the covered patio. I checked with our building department. There's no permit on file for that. So you're going to need to get a permit and an inspection for that. That's going to get picked up when you try to sell the house as well. So it's better to get this done now.
Yeah, get it early.
That wouldn't be an issue. We can do that. I will say when the house was initially bought, and I keep saying we like I wasn't five when they bought it, but the house was initially bought with a covered patio, and it is in the picture of the inspection. So that must have not came up in 2003 either when the house was sold to my parents.
Okay.
But we are, we can do the permit for that and.
Yeah, the permit would be conditional on sale of the house, I believe.
Okay.
Getting your final inspection, so that's good. Any other members of the board? Oh, Jonathan, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And just one last comment about the shed, just like with the previous application, if that shed needs to be repaired or replaced, it needs to be moved to a conforming location, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
Nope, there's no public left, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application with the option offered.
A second.
Okay, we have the call the roll, please.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved as amended. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good luck, guys. Let's move on to item number 12, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting, September 25th, 2025.
First resolution is Barbara Yodis. You voted to approve this. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Michael Murray. This was a use variance, which you voted to approve. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Acme temporary use permit, which you voted to grant. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay, thank you. Item number 13, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of September 25th, 2025. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, item number 14, adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thanks again for always coming out and supporting the township. I want to thank you all individually. Have a great evening and see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.